Tariffs on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D have been recommended by the U.S. Commerce Department. However, some ag leaders are concerned that those tariffs would have a negative impact on America's corn and soybean farmers.
If it would be finalized, these rates could definitely impact the availability and could also impact the cost down the road.
And that's Nancy Martinez with the National Corn Growers Association. She says the duties imposed on imports of 2,4-D would make the herbicide too expensive and limit supplies altogether.
When Commerce released these preliminary duty rates, some of them were in the 3-5% range, and there was one that was 27% actually. So we understand that that would cover a substantial amount of the imports coming in. So obviously, the higher the rate, the more the impact. And as we know, for something like 2,4-D herbicide, it's one of the tools that farmers use to control weeds. And so if you don't apply it at the right time, if there's an availability issue, that can really impact farmers' ability to be successful.
The decision comes at the request of Indiana-based Corteva Agriscience, which is the U.S. producer of 2,4-D. The company filed a petition earlier this year calling for countervailing duties on imports of 2,4-D from foreign suppliers. But Martinez says Corteva's petition creates a problem for farmers.
Farmers can't get all of the 2,4-D they need through our one domestic supplier, so they have to turn to foreign sources.
She recommends that farmers reach out to their lawmakers in Congress to overturn the tariff proposal.
If farmers are concerned about impacts on the input that they use on a day-to-day basis, there's always an opportunity to weigh in with Congress, with their delegation, and let them know that their voice can make a difference as the agencies review these rates.
The Commerce Department is expected to announce final duty rates at some point next year, but the International Trade Commission, which also has the power to dismiss this case, will make its final determination next year as well. I'm CJ Miller.